Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of high school girls basketball from last night, Central Cater took care of Central City, the eighth-rated Warriors, over the Wildcats, 58-43 in Central City. On the boys' side, it was Central City all over Central Cater, 95-48. A Tuesday night on the horizon means a full night of high school girls and boys basketball. Two featured games as usual here from KMCH Sports. We'll have the West Delaware girls on the road in Williamsburg with Bill Logan and Roger Wright. Live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, starting around 7:15. Luke Emslin and I will be inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School as the Hawk Boys will entertain Williamsburg. That'll be live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com around 7:30. The latest boys basketball rankings released from the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, number one is still Waukee Northwest. Number two, Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Dubuque Senior at 9-0 is number eight. Class 3A, 9-0, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number one. Number six, the Raiders of Williamsburg, who are 6-1. In Class 2A, number one is Central Lyon. Number seven, the Albernette Pirates, who are 9-1. MFL Marmac is number 10. In Class 1A, Grandview Christian remains the number one team. Number two is North Lynn. The Lynx are 10-0. Number seven, Bellevue. Bellevue Marquette is number 10. In high school girls wrestling, state qualifying meet assignments released last week from the Girls High School Athletic Union. Four sites around the state will host eight regions, with regions 5 and 6 at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, region 5 Independence, East Buchanan is in region 6. The other five of our girls coverage area teams will be at Luther College in Decorah. Region 7 has West Delaware, Western Dubuque, Cascade, and Anamosa, while Starmont is in region 8. The girls state qualifying wrestling meets will be held on Friday, January 27th. All sites starting at 11 a.m. To national sports now, former Iowa offensive lineman Robert Gallery has been named to the 2023 class of the College Football Hall of Fame. The announcement was made Monday by the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame. Gallery, a native of Masonville and an East Buchanan graduate, lettered as a Hawkeye offensive tackle from 2000 to 2003. He earned unanimous consensus first-team All-American honors as a senior and was the recipient of the Outland Trophy presented annually to the best offensive lineman in the nation. Gallery was named the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year in 2003. He earned first-team All-Big Ten honors in his final three seasons while also being a three-time academic All-Big Ten honoree. During Gallery's final three seasons, the Hawkeyes posted a 28-10 overall record, including a 17-7 mark in Big Ten play. Gallery was a team captain and most valuable player as a senior. He was the second player selected in the 2004 NFL draft by the Oakland Raiders. He played eight NFL seasons for the Raiders and Seattle Seahawks, starting in 103 of the 104 career games in which he played. He was awarded the NFL's Ed Block Courage Award in 2010. Gallery is a member of Iowa's Letter Winners Club Hall of Fame and the American Needs Farmers Wall of Honor at Kinnick Stadium. Gallery earned his bachelor's degree in elementary education from the University of Iowa in 2003. He and his wife, former Iowa women's basketball player Becca McCann, reside in California with their three children, Hayden, Brooklyn, and Lincoln. He is the 11th former Hawkeye named to the College Football Hall of Fame based on his playing career. Former Iowa players Earl Banks and Bob Stoops are Hall of Fame members based on their college coaching careers. Five former Hawkeye head coaches are also members of the Hall of Fame, including Eddie Anderson, Forrest Evashevsky, Hayden Fry, Howard Jones, and Slip Madigan. Other notables in the 2023 College Football Hall of Fame class include Kansas State quarterback Michael Bishop, Reggie Bush, the running back from USC, Dwight Freeney, defensive end from Syracuse, Florida quarterback Tim Tebow, and Troy Vincent, a defensive back with Wisconsin from 1988 to 1991. Four coaches are going in the Hall of Fame as well. including Mark Richt, who was at Georgia and Miami from 2001 to 2018. Staying with the college football theme, another season wrapped up last night as number one Georgia took down number three TCU 65-7 in the national title game held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Elsewhere on the national scorecard in the NHL, these winners, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Nashville. In the NBA, these teams victorious, Sacramento, Denver, Memphis, Milwaukee, Boston, and New Orleans. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.